Hey everyone, want to crush it as a business analyst? Well, today's deep dive is your ticket to acing those all-important tests. We're diving deep into 25 top tips for passing business analyst tests by LN Mishra.
Getting ready to swap those test day nerves for pure confidence. Let's go.
Absolutely. We're not just talking about passing some test, right? This is about proving you've got the skills to succeed in the fast-paced world of business analysis.
You got it. It's a seriously hot field right now.
It really is. So what is it about these tests? Why do companies rely on them so heavily?
Well, companies need to know you can handle those complex problems. Think on your feet under pressure.
Yeah.
They need to know you can bridge that gap between, you know, constantly changing business needs and their technology.
So you need to speak the language of the boardroom and the spreadsheet.
It's like being a translator, but for the digital age.
I like that. A digital age translator. And just like with any language, there are those nuances, those tricks of the trade to master. What are some of the curveballs these tests might throw at us?
Well, you'll probably see a mix of those aptitude tests, you know, to gauge your natural abilities, and then work samples that are designed to like mimic real world situations you might encounter on the job.
Okay, those simulations can be pretty intense, right?
They can be, but you know, the article highlights how a lot of people actually stumble on a very specific type of question.
Oh, really? Which one?
Beta visualization.
Beta visualization.
Yeah.
Okay, that does sound a bit intimidating.
It doesn't have to be, though. Mishra, he argues that this is about being able to present data in a clear, compelling way.
So it's not just about crunching numbers, but making those numbers tell a story.
Yes. One that even, like, your grandma could understand.
I love that, making data sing. He makes a great point about understanding the why behind these tests. It's not just about memorizing facts, right? It's about showing you can apply those facts in a way that makes sense.
Exactly. In a way that's practical, insightful.
Okay, so the article dives into the typical format of these tests. What can we expect to see?
So multiple choice questions and case studies are pretty common. Both are really designed to see how you think on your toes.
That makes sense.
Don't worry, though. We'll get into some specific test-taking strategies a little later on.
Okay, that's good to hear, because I know our listeners are eager to ditch the anxiety and, you know, embrace that confidence. But before we get to the strategies, let's talk content. What are some of the key areas these tests focus on?
Right, so Mishra lays out a pretty clear roadmap of topics you can expect to encounter. We're talking about, you know, the fundamentals of business analysis, the art of gathering requirements, and just understanding the many hats a business analyst wears.
It's a multifaceted role, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. He compares it to being like an orchestra conductor.
Okay.
Bringing together all these different instruments, or in our case, stakeholders, to create a, you know, beautiful symphony of success.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
So we've got our foundation, we're gathering requirements, like pros, and then what? What comes next?
Next up, we've got to document it all. We're talking about those super important business requirement documents. These documents, they're like the blueprint, you know, making sure everyone's on the same page.
Right. Keeping everyone aligned.
Exactly. Yeah. And of course, no business analyst toolkit would be complete without mastering the art of process modeling, using Excel for data analysis like a pro, and knowing how to absolutely nail those stakeholder presentations.
Wow, that's quite a lot to cover.
It is.
No wonder people get those pre-test jitters. It's like training for like a mental marathon, you know?
It really is.
You've got to be ready for anything.
Absolutely. And just like a marathon runner wouldn't show up without putting in the training, we got to talk about preparation. And I don't mean just like cramming the night before.
Right, right.
Mishra really emphasizes understanding the why behind each of these concepts.
Okay.
Why are these skills important? How would you actually use them in a real world situation? That's what's going to set you apart.
It's about connecting the dots, seeing the bigger picture, not just memorizing a bunch of random facts.
Exactly. And that's where practicing with sample questions and case studies comes in.
Okay, yeah, make it real.
Yeah. Mishra actually shares a few examples in the article.
Oh, cool.
One of them I thought was really interesting. It involves this fictional company, right? And they're dealing with declining sales.
Mm-hmm.
And the test taker is given this task.
Yeah.
Figure out the root cause of this decline.
Yeah.
And then recommend some solutions.
Oh, wow. That's like a real world business challenge.
Right.
That's interesting. Does he provide the solution?
He does. And what I found really interesting was how he emphasizes the importance of not just finding one solution, but actually exploring multiple options, you know?
Okay.
Weighing the pros and cons of each one.
So it's about, like, showcasing your ability to think critically.
Yes.
Strategically.
Absolutely.
Even under pressure.
Exactly. Speaking of pressure.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's time we address the kind of the elephant in the room. Pre-test jitters.
Oh, we've all been there. Those butterflies in the stomach, the racing thoughts.
It's tough to stay calm, focused.
Absolutely is.
But Mishra offers some really great advice on that front.
Okay, good.
He talks about the importance of having a calming pre-test routine.
Okay, I like that.
This could be, you know, packing your bag the night before, laying out your lucky socks.
Oh, yeah.
Having a go-to breakfast on test day.
I love that. It's about taking control of those little things that you can control, right?
Yes.
To bring that sense of comfort.
Exactly.
Familiarity. You know, when I was prepping for my business analyst certification, this is going to sound a little silly, but I had this playlist of, like, upbeat classical music.
Uh-huh.
And I would listen to it on my way to the exam center.
I love that.
It sounds weird, but it became like my own, like, personal power-up ritual, you know?
Yes. It's about finding what works for you.
Right. Basically.
Those little things to kind of manage those nervous energies.
I'm sure.
But what about during the test? What happens when you're staring down a really tricky question?
Oh, he's got you covered.
Yeah.
Mishra, he really stresses that staying calm, like, that's your superpower during the exam, you know?
Right.
Remember, you put in the work, you know your stuff. Now just show them what you can do.
Yeah, yeah.
Calm mind, sharp mind.
It's true. He even suggests, like, specific breathing exercises you can do if you start feeling those nerves, you know?
Oh, I love those breathing exercises. Those are a game changer, especially before, like, a big presentation or something.
Right.
Yeah. But what about when you're, like, face-to-face with a really challenging question? One of those, like, brain-twisting scenarios that makes you question if you even know anything at all.
Yeah, those are, like, the bouncer question.
A bouncer question.
Yeah, they're meant to really test not just what you know, but how you think under pressure.
Yeah.
Mishra's advice, don't panic.
Okay, easier said than done sometimes, right?
Right. But he has some strategies.
Okay, I'm all ears.
He suggests starting with the easier questions first.
Okay.
Build that momentum, build that confidence.
Okay.
You don't have to go in order.
Oh, that's a good point.
Think of it like, you know, warming up your brain muscles before the heavy lifting.
Yeah, yeah, like those confidence boosting layups in basketball, you know, before you go for the three-pointer.
Exactly.
I like that.
He also reminds us about the power of elimination for multiple choice.
Yes.
Sometimes knowing what the answer isn't is just as helpful as knowing what it is.
Right, right. Absolutely. And of course, there's the classic advice, don't get bogged down by a single question. Move on. You can always come back to it if you have time.
Absolutely. Time management is, like, key in any time test.
That really is.
Speaking of time, I think we're about wrapping up our deep dive today.
Already. Time flies when you're having fun analyzing business requirements.
Right.
But before we go, I think it's important to kind of reiterate something we talked about earlier. Acing this test, it's a big deal, but it's really just the first step on a much longer journey, right?
100%. Passing that test, it's not the finish line, it's the starting block.
I like that.
You're proving to yourself and to potential employers that you have the skills, the analytical skills, the problem solving, the communication, all the things you need to really thrive as a business analyst.
So it's not just checking a box, it's opening up a world of possibilities.
Exactly.
Pursuing a career path that's exciting, that's challenging, that's rewarding.
It is. It is. And, you know, as Mishra so eloquently puts it, the world of business analysis, it's always evolving.
Right.
What's cutting edge today might be commonplace tomorrow.
Oh.
That's why it's so important to cultivate that mindset of, like, always be learning.
Be curious.
Stay curious.
Always be curious. Embrace those new technologies, those new approaches.
It's like that saying, the only constant is change.
Yeah, right.
And that could not be more true than in the world of business analysis.
It's so true. We've been focused on, like, you know, the traditional testing methods today.
Right.
And that's great. Yeah. You know, that's valuable. But it's also fascinating to think about how things like AI and automation, how they're going to change things.
It's true.
What new skills are we all going to need? How is that role of the business analyst going to evolve alongside these advancements?
Yeah, those are great questions.
Big questions. Big, exciting questions. So for our listeners out there, a little call to action. Stay curious. Never stop learning. Embrace those challenges. Embrace those opportunities. what a great note to end on. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of business analyst tests. Be sure to check out the full article, 25 Top Tips for Passing Business Analyst Tests by Ellen Mishra, for even more insights. And for all your business analysis learning needs, Adaptive US has got your back. Until next time, happy analyzing.